Okay, so we're going to be starting on Lamed Vav Amud Bey shortly. Let's just recap a little bit. Our Mishnah said, as explained in Sugya 1, that mitzvahs that depend on the land are mitzvahs that are done only in Eretz Yisrael and not outside of Eretz Yisrael. Mitzvahs that are dependent on the person are done in Eretz Yisrael and outside of Eretz Yisrael. And then point 3 said, except for Orla and Kilayim, which applies also to Chutz La'aretz, not the prohibition of eating fruit in the first 3 years and mixing different seeds. That's a prohibition, even though it's in the land, but it's even Chutz La'aretz. Now, the issue we're going to deal with today is Rabbi Eliezer's statement on point 4. Rabbi Eliezer says, and even Chadash. Now, the question is going to be, even Chadash what? That's going to be the question. And that's what we're going to elaborate on. Chadash, again, is not being allowed to eat the new grain before the Omer offering is brought on the second day of Pesach. All right? So that's going to be the issue. Obviously, Rabbi Eliezer is arguing on something that the first Tana is saying. Because the first Tana clearly says that mitzvahs, depending on the land, only in Eretz Yisrael, depending on the body, everywhere. And there's only two exceptions, Orla and Kilayim, that are land-based mitzvahs, and they apply out to Eretz Yisrael. That was the first opinion of the Mishnah. We don't know the name of that author yet, which Gemara is going to tell us later. But then Rabbi Eliezer is coming to argue. He's coming to argue, and he's saying, no, even Chadash. Question is, even Chadash what? That becomes the issue that the Gemara is going to deal with. And that is sugya number 2's central issue. What are the actual positions and the machlokes between Rebbe Eliezer and the first Tana? That's what we're going to be looking into today and tomorrow.
So wouldn't Sanji reason if he said even Chadash means even Chadash is an exception if we're talking about exceptions?
Okay, that's one way of looking at it. The Mishnah is going to, Gemara is going to have a shaila of two ways to look at it. And I'm going to explain what the two sides are. Hopefully, we'll be able to do that today. Okay, so on the words, chutz min ha'orla, except for orla kilayim. But now we're going to go to the statement of Rebbe Eliezer. The Gemara asks the Shaila, they're not sure. Rebbe Eliezer, l'kula palig? Is Rebbe Eliezer presenting a lenient opinion? And he's arguing being more lenient than the Tana Kama, Olochumra Polig, or his arguing being stricter than the Tana Kama. Now, look at the brackets, like Shelley said. Certainly, the simple meaning of the Mishnah is that the Tana Kama advocates the lenient position that Chodesh is not an exception to the rule and does not apply outside Eretz Yisrael, whereas Rabbi Eliezer asserts that Chodesh does apply outside Eretz Yisrael, and the brackets gives it away, which is indeed the Gemara's final understanding of the dispute. However, the Gemara extends itself to entertain the opposite possibility because of certain other considerations, as will be explained. So we've got to analyze, and that's basically what we're going to be doing today and tomorrow, to get clear what is, and whatever we're going to say the machlokas is, what's the basis of it? That clearly we don't see. Even if we think we understand the machlokas is, what's the basis of the machlokas? And then it might be a good idea for us to maybe depart for a day and go into the realm of halacha and see really what the halacha should be. Chutz-la'aretz. That's what we got on tap for this week.
So at the end of the day, it doesn't...
We're not at the end of the day yet. It's not good to learn Gemara at the end of the day. It's not good because it stunts your thinking.
Okay.
You know, because, oh, I know it's going to be this way, so I don't really have to, you know, pay attention to the arguments. At the end of it's going to be like that. You know, that's for women. Women just want to know the final halacha. Men have to work a little harder. All right? So now Gemara is going to show you the two sides of the coin. The two sides of the coin. So if it's luchum rapalig, if he's being strict, if he's strict, first we gotta know what the Tana Kama says and what he's being strict on. V'hachi kamar Tana Kama. And this is what the Tana Kama was saying that Rabbi Eliezer is being strict on. When the Tana Kama said, the Tana Kama was saying, chutz mina orla mina kilayim, that although land-based mitzvahs only apply in Eretz Yisrael, the Tanakhama, the first opinion said, with the exception of orla and kilayim, which applies outside of Eretz Yisrael. And now we need to know, by the way, why are those two exceptions? Why are those two land-based mitzvahs exceptions? So, they're gonna say, dehilchasa gemiri. That's a halacha lamosha misinai. Okay, that's an exception to the rule. We can't argue on that. That it applies outside of Eretz Yisrael. Apparently, the Gemara here cites the reason of Allah Moshe saying only in regard to Orla as the applicability of plants, of forms of plant kilayim outside of Eretz Yisrael is only written in Rinnakman. Okay, we don't have to worry about that. But anyway, you want to say that's the exception because Allah Moshe saying which is really only kilayim. But anyway, Afal Gav, even though the Ikalamemer Chovas Karkahi, even though you could say it's a land-based mitzvah, and you think it should not apply in Eretz Yisrael, but these are exceptions to the rule. And the Tanakhama meant also, obviously, to say, Aval Chodosh, but the mitzvah of Chodosh is only Bo'eretz Ein. In Eretz Yisrael, yes, it applies. B'chutz Lar Slo, Aser Yisrael, no. So that it seems to be the reasonable understanding of the Mishnah. Tanakhama says only these two exceptions. Chodesh is not an exception. It's only in Eretz Yisrael. Now, what would be the reason? Is there a reason? My time. What's the reason? So we've got to look at the pasuk over here. Very important. Chaf Gimel Yud Dalid. Let's take a look at the pasuk. Chaf Gimel Yud. Oops, wrong one. Chaf Gimel. Okay, let's back it up a little. Let's start from Pasuk Tes. Okay, here comes a new mitzvah. Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'amar t'aleihem. Now let's look carefully at a lot of these words here. Speak to these people and tell them. Important clause now. Ki savo'u el ha'aretz, when you come to the land, asher ani nosein lechem, which is, I'm going to give you, u'kitzartem es ksira, and you reap the harvest, v'haveisem es omer reishis kitzircham el ha'koin, you will bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest to the priest. This is the omer offering, the barley offering that's brought on the second day of Pesach. Okay? V'heiniv es ha'omer lifnei Hashem l'rtzonchem, and he will wave that Omer offering to be accepted for you, mimacharasa Shabbos, and day after Shabbos. Here Shabbos means the first day of Pesach. Okay, Yinifena Koin. Koin waves it on the day after the first day of Pesach. The second day of Pesach, the Koin waves the offering. So we already have, when you come to the land and you're harvesting your grain, and you're bringing an Omer to the Koin who will wave it on the second day of Pesach, and you shall offer that day when you have the sheaf. Also, you bring a korban, kevis tamim, etc., etc. Yud gimel, other korbanos that are happening. These all accompany the omer offering. Now, here's important. Now, yud dalet, v'lechem, v'koli, v'charmel, bread, parched grain, or green ears, whatever different types of agricultural produce. Lo sochu, you cannot eat. Ad etzem hayom hazeh, until the essence of that day, meaning like the middle of the day, or ad aviyachem es korban lachem, or until that korban and that omer offering is brought. It's saying all grains cannot be eaten until this offering is brought. Now, chukas olam, it's a statute forever, lidor seichem, throughout your generations. Here's the key words now. Bechol moshvo seichem, in all your dwellings. Now, what would you, without any interpretation, what would you think the words mean? Where does this law apply? Forever. First of all, when? Olam, forever. L'dor seichem, for all generations. This is a mitzvah that always applies. Bechol moshvo seichem, in all your dwellings. So what would you think if you just have those words? Everywhere, even in Toronto, right? On the other hand, we have to resolve that we said in Pasuk Yud, Ki tavo el aretz, when you come to the land that I'm going to give you. Means the land of Eretz Yisrael. Alright, so we've got, those are the two key verses that's going to be this, the discussion of debate the entire day today and perhaps some of tomorrow. You have to see clearly these issues. When you come to the land is one point, but then in Yudalit it says, Bechol Moshvosechem, in all your dwellings. So now the Gemara comes back to the Tana Kama. The Tana Kama, we're suggesting, the first way of looking at it is, that land mitzvahs only apply in Israel. The two exceptions are Orla and Kilayim, and not Chodesh. Chodesh does not apply outside Eretz Yisrael. Why? Now we come to why. My time of why. Moshav la'achar Yerusha v'yeshiva mashm. When the word Moshav, Moshvo Seichem, that's just a singular of it, Moshav, when the word dwelling is used, the implication is what kind of dwelling? La'achar Yerusha v'yeshiva mashma. After possession and settlements of Eretz Yisrael. Let's look at the notes. The clause, in all your dwellings, does not mean throughout the world. That's the way they're going to learn it. But rather, in Eretz Yisrael, after the conquest and the vision of the land is complete, and the Jews are then settled in it. And what's that talking about? There was 14 years of conquest in the times of Yeshua till they distributed the land. But during the 14 years that it took the Jews under Yeshua to achieve that settlement of the land, the laws of Chodesh did not apply. Tana Kama is going to hold when it says, "V'chol moshvoseichem," all your settlements, your possession, dwelling places, means dwelling places after you enter the land, because that's how the whole section started. When you enter the land of Israel, now here's the point. Let me explain to you what mistake you would think you would make and what the interpretation is saying. Let's start again. Remember, the Jews entered the land of Canaan in the year 2488. They entered the land right after Pesach, in Nisan 2448. Now, if you would look at the pasuk again, and all you see are these words, why is it not highlighting? Alright, Kisavo el Aris. When you come to the land. Now, when did they come to the land? Give me the date. In Nisan of 2448. Yeshua crossed the Jordan River with them. They entered into the land of Israel. When you come to the land that I give you. Right? They come to the land. Right? So, obviously, they had to eat some food as soon as they got into the land. They conquered some enemy territories. Aren't they going to have to eat food? Wasn't the distribution of the land? So maybe the mitzvah applies immediately upon entering the land. During the years of conquest and war. To which, no, don't make that mistake. Now, Pasuk Yedaled says when? Bechol Moshvoseichem. In all your dwellings, meaning once you've dwelt, once you've conquered the land, and now you have homes, and you have dwelling places, and now the 14 years of conquest and division of land is finished. Now the mitzvah applies. That's what Bechol Moshvoseichem. Doesn't mean every place where you live in the entire world. It means every dwelling place in Eretz Yisrael as opposed to before you settle your dwelling places. That's how the Tana Kama will learn. And therefore the mitzvah of Orla only applies in the land of Chodesh. Thank you. The mitzvah of Chodesh only applies in the land of Eretz Yisrael after the land has been conquered. And you have created dwelling places in the land of Israel. That's how they look at the pasuk. And therefore, it's excluded outside of Eretz Yisrael. That's the simple way of looking at it, to which Rabbi Eliezer will argue. V'asa Rabbi Elazar lemeimar. Rabbi Elazar is going to say no. Av Chodesh noheg bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz. So he's going to hold no. Chodesh is even outside of Eretz Yisrael. And what's going to be his reason? Well, he's going to learn the psukim differently than we learned it. My time of what is the reason that everywhere? Because Moshav, when it says Moshav, the way we thought it meant, b'chol makom sha'atem yoshvim, wherever you live in the entire world. So the machlokas is, how do you learn the words bechol moshvoseichem in all your inhabitants, in all your dwellings? Is it all your dwellings in Israel after you have distributed the land? Or does it mean all your dwellings everywhere in the world? Now, according to this understanding of the dispute, Rav Elazar holds the stringent view that Chodesh applies even outside Eretz Yisrael, since the verse states that it applies in all your dwellings. The Tanakhama holds a lenient view that Chadash does not apply outside Israel. The words in all your dwellings are interpreted to mean that Chadash did not apply in Israel until the land was settled. That's how the Machlokas, that's one way of learning the Mishnah.
So how does Rav Eliezer handle the first clause about when you enter the land?
I don't know. I don't know. When you come into the land, well, then the mitzvah can't be operative anywhere until first the Jews have come into the land.
And then it's operative outside of the land.
But still, everybody, he's going to agree it wasn't operative until after the 14 years. Everybody agrees to that. But he's going to say it means, I mean, that is the simple meaning. The simplest meaning is in all your dwelling places. It means everywhere in the world. Okay, if the result, so what have to do? Well, you could say, you know, I said, if you don't go to Eretz Yisrael, we're in the desert. 40 years in the desert. I mean, these mitzvahs were given while they were in the desert. So listen, these mitzvahs don't apply. We first have to get to Eretz Yisrael. First we have to be inhabiting places to live. Once you're out of the desert and you're in Israel, then once you have places, then anywhere where you live in the entire world, the mitzvah will apply. Okay, that's one way of looking at the machlokes. Tanakhama is the lenient opinion. Chadash does not apply outside of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Eliezer is the strict opinion. Chadash does. And the machlokes, how do you learn the word in all your inhabited places? Or maybe we'll reverse it. Now I gotta be careful. This is the harder way to understand it. O Dilma, or perhaps, Lukula Palik. Rabbi Eliezer is going to be the more lenient opinion when he says his words. And here's the Tanakhama says, and this indeed is a little bit more of a pressed interpretation. It's not the simple way. They're going to say, mitzvahs of the land apply only in Israel, chutz mina orla v'kilayim, with the exception of orla and kilayim, which don't apply in, which apply also outside of Israel. Tehilchas gamiri, it's halacha l'moshe misin, as we explained. But now you gotta add in between the lines is the following clause in the Tanakhama. V'kol shekein, and all the goes without saying that chadash applies outside of Eretz Yisrael. Why? In other words, he didn't even have to say it, because it's so obvious that it applies outside of Eretz Yisrael. Why? The Moshav, because when it says, the Torah says the word Moshav. So it means, kol makom shatam yoshri mashra. It means every place where you could be. So when the Tanakhama says, with the exception of these two, mean these two, and of course it applies to Chadash, because it's overtly written in the Torah. Remember, if you're saying that Chadash, if Orla is halacha l'moshe misina, well, there's nowhere in the Torah that says it. So therefore, you have to go out of your way to say it applies, right? However, by Chadash, we didn't have to say it applies outside because the text says in all your dwelling places. So it goes without saying, of course Chadash applies outside of Eretz Yisrael. According to this understanding, the Tanakhama is listing only those exceptions to the rule that contain an element of novelty. One would imagine that Orla and Kilayim do not apply out to Israel, because it's not a land-based, it's a land-based mitzvah, but a special halakha l'moshe misina, a rabbinic enactment dictates that they do apply. However, there's nothing novel in the law that Chadash applies outside Israel, since the verse states explicitly applies in all your dwellings. Therefore, the Tanakhama didn't have to say that which was obvious. You follow? Even though they only said except for these two, they meant Chadash also. Because we don't have to say what's obvious. It says wherever you dwell. Wherever you dwell, of course Chadash applies outside of Israel. Orla, which doesn't say anywhere in the Torah anything. It's halacha l'moshe misinai says it applies outside Israel. Kilayim, it's only a rabbinic enactment applies to Israel. That they'd have to tell us. But Chadash, they saw it so obvious when the Torah says in all your dwelling places, it means everywhere, wouldn't have to bother to say it. Then comes along the Asa Rabbi Eliezer. Eliezer comes to disagree and say, no, Lameimer, Chadash, even Chadash, ain't an Agel of Yisrael, even Chadash is only conducted in Eretz Yisrael and not outside of Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because he will learn the reverse of how we said in the first interpretation. To Moshe, when it says the word Moshe, Vosem, all your dwelling places, it means La'achar Yerusha V'Yeshiva Mashva. It's going back on the first clause of the section. After you've conquered the land, then we're talking about in all your places in Eretz Yisrael. It's the reversal of the first way. Okay, so the second way is saying, the Tanakhama says, mitzvah apply to the land, don't apply out to Israel, with these two exceptions, Chadash and Orla. And why do we say these two? Because that's a novelty in saying these two. But we didn't have to, of course, that Chodesh applies outside of Eretz Yisrael. We didn't have to say that, right? And comes to Rabbi Lazar, says, no, even Chodesh, what even Chodesh, applies both in Eretz Yisrael and not in Eretz Yisrael, because it says, B'chol Moshe Vaseichem. Then the Gemara says, wait a minute, wait, there's one word, a little problem over here. What's the Umay Af? What's this Af? Even Chodesh applies, even would seem to say, even applies to those two. That's what the way we read it the first time applies. According to the first explanation of this view, Eliezer, who responds to the Tanakhama's exclusion of Orl and Kelayim from that rule, of that mitzvah depend on land applying to Yisrael, means simply that even Chodesh is an exception to the rule. But how are these words be interpreted according to the second explanation? Like, the first interpretation sings really well. Tanaka, mitzvah is the land of Israel, applying to Israel, not outside, except for these two. But it says, you know, even Chodesh is the third one. Even that is part of the third one. But if you're going to say that the first opinion says that all three are Aser, what does he mean, even Chodesh? Even what? We already included all three, and you're saying Chodesh is not. So what do you say, even Chodesh? That's the question. Whoops, I went. No, he's going to say, Akamais, it's going on the first clause. The first clause that says mitzvahs that are dependent on the land of Israel apply only in Israel. So he will say, and even Chodesh applies only in Israel. His even isn't on the second clause, which would have been the more simpler way. Saying even goes on the first clause. The first clause says land depend on the land of Israel only in Israel, nowhere else. Which the Tanakhama said in his three exclusions, and Rebbe Eliezer says, no, even Chodesh applies to the first rule that it's a mitzvah only in Eretz Yisrael and not anywhere else. So it's very pressed interpretation. Saying even Chodesh is part of the original rule. In other words, if you're learning the first opinion, it says, mitzvahs in Israel, only in Israel, not in Eretz Yisrael, with three exceptions. Rebbe Eliezer says, no, even Chodesh is part of the first rule and not the exception. Even Chodesh is prohibited only in Eretz Yisrael and not outside of Eretz Yisrael. So that is the machlokes of how to learn the machlokes. You follow with me? Those are the two sides of the coin. Is Rebbe Eliezer, again, the simple way to learn it is, the Tanakhama says, Mrs. Levin on the land of Israel, only in Israel, not anywhere else, with two exceptions. Orl and Kilayim. Finished. No more exceptions. Chodesh does not apply outside of the land of Israel. That would be the simple reading of the Mishnah. And, it doesn't apply. And, because Moshav, wherever you live, means only where you live, after you count the land of Israel in Israel. Rebbe Eliezer comes along and will say, no, even Chodesh applies outside of Eretz Yisrael, because it is wherever you live. And even Chodesh applies outside of Eretz Yisrael. That's the simple way of learning. That's the first way of learning it. Second way, now we gotta, you know, we always wanna make sure what, you know, event, we gotta know what is not the correct way to learn. Second way is saying, no, Tanakhama says, all mitzvahs that apply in Israel don't apply outside of it, in the land, don't apply outside of Israel, with the following exceptions. Number one, Chodesh we don't have to say is an exception. Because the Torah clearly says it's an exception. But we'll tell you two novel ideas, which is Orla, which is Halacha L'Moshe Mishinah, you wouldn't know, and Kilayim, which is Rabbinic, you wouldn't know. So we're going to say, on top, in the reading between the lines, on top of Chodesh, which is obviously an exception, I'm going to add these two that are also exceptions. To which Rabbi Lezer says, no, the original rule that only mitzvahs of the land apply in Israel, that applies even to Kilayim, that it's only in Israel, not side of Israel, and therefore he is the lenient opinion, because he learns only where you live in Israel and not anywhere else. That is the two ways of looking at the machlokes. Okay.
So maybe I'm confused, but are we saying he's now lenient?
That's another way of looking at it. In other words, the Gemara sees the lines and is trying to understand, how do we learn the Mishnah? Do we learn it the simple way? The simple way that Rebbe Eliezer is being strict, that Chodesh is even outside of Eretz Yisrael? Or, although this isn't a simple way, but we've got to entertain the possibility, that you're going to have to see why, because maybe, you know, maybe it's based on what the halacha is. It's a very big sugya here. Or maybe we could learn it the opposite. It's a pressed way. It's not the simple way to learn it. But you could, you know, we've learned many pressed interpretations in Mishnayos until now. to say the first rabbis, when they said there were two exclusions, it meant to say there really were three exclusions, but the first one never had to be mentioned because it was obvious. Even the first opinion says a chodesh applies outside of Israel. The other two were more of insight, so we had to say them, but all three apply. To which Rabbi Eliezer said, no, even chodesh is part of the old rule that it should not apply outside of Israel, and therefore Rabbi Eliezer is being the lenient opinion. So that is the machlokes as to what is the machlokes. All right, we'll stop here, let you digest that. Tomorrow we will give you a definitive answer as to what the machlokes is, and then after that we have to find a name for the Tana Kama. Now it's always important to know names because we have certain rules. When this Rabbi A argues with Rabbi B, the law is like Rabbi A or like Rabbi B. So then we have to know who's the opinion of the first opinion.